The Holy Trinity is the central mystery of our faith. And there's a lot of implications and a lot of things we can look at regarding the Trinity. But one of the things that I want to focus on today that Trinity Sunday reveals is that each one of us is created for a supernatural end. The purpose for which we exist and our true fulfillment is found in the Holy Trinity. So it's something that is supernatural, above and beyond the natural world. And so when we talk about eternal life in heaven, it's about the Trinity. And so I think it's worth taking some time to reflect on, even though the Trinity might be challenging, and there's things about the Trinity that are difficult for us to even begin to grasp, and things that we'll never fully grasp. But nevertheless, it's very important for us to think about these things, because this is our true happiness and our ultimate end. So what does that mean, that we're created for a supernatural end? You know, what does that look like? You know, natural things we can grasp. If I told you we were created to enjoy good food, we all know what good food tastes like. We've experienced it. But a supernatural end is something that's a little harder for us to grasp. And part of it requires simply an element of trust. Like, we trust God that that being incorporated into the Trinity is something amazing beyond anything we've ever experienced. And we don't know what that looks like, but there's an element of trust. You know, St. Paul says, eye has not seen, ear has not heard what God has prepared for those who love him. So there is that element, kind of blind trust. But also we can begin in this life to grasp and experience the life of the Trinity. And that happens through the grace of the Holy Spirit. In today's gospel, you know, Christ had been teaching the apostles for 3 years. And there's still things that they can't grasp. But he says to them that he's going to send the Holy Spirit upon them, and the Spirit of truth would lead them to truth. And so we need to pray to the Holy Spirit to enlighten us. And if we live a life of grace, and if we live a life of prayer, we can begin to experience and grasp at least a taste of what eternal life is like. But if we look at today's gospel, Jesus says, everything that the Father has is mine. Everything that the Father has is mine. If we think about that for a second, that's a pretty powerful statement. What that means is our Heavenly Father loves his Son, Jesus Christ, so much that he has given everything to him and withheld nothing. For us, that'd be impossible to do. You know, if we think about the example of parents, parents sacrifice a lot for their children, and they give a lot to their children, but not everything. You know, to think every penny that they have, every moment that they have, that they are completely and totally at every moment of their life giving everything to their children, we can't do that. You know, we take some time for ourselves, and we have some boundaries for our own health. But nevertheless, the relationship between a parent and their children is a deep and a powerful one that enriches us because of that love. But the relationship that our Heavenly Father has with his Son, Jesus Christ, is far deeper and far more giving. And because our Heavenly Father is infinite, he pours out from the infinite depths of his goodness. And so that relationship between the Father and the Son is one of perfect and total self-giving on the part of the Father and receptivity on the part of the Son. And that is the relationship that our Heavenly Father wants to draw us into. He wants each one of us to be incorporated into Jesus Christ so that we can experience the total self-giving of our Heavenly Father. If we look at our parents in an ideal world, you know, no one's perfect, but in an ideal world, we recognize true and authentic love. But the love that our Heavenly Father wishes to show us is far beyond what we experience, even with our own parents. And so I think it's worth spending some time meditating upon that on Trinity Sunday and thinking about that relationship with our Heavenly Father, where he says to us, "Everything that I have is yours. I wish to give you everything at every moment." Many people in our world have lost sight of the reality that we're created for a supernatural end. You know, too many people don't grasp that, and they turn to other things of this world, to try and find their fulfillment. But nothing finite will ever fulfill us, because we are created for the infinite. And so if we try and serve something that's finite, if we try and make a false god out of something of this world, we're going to end up enslaved to it, and we're going to end up miserable, bitter, and unhappy, because we were created for the infinite. And so we have to be very careful how we use the things of this world, and to make sure that we're not seeking things of this world, trying to find our ultimate happiness in them, because that's only going to lead us to misery. We have to use the things of this world according to their intended purpose and not make false gods out of them. But so many people have turned away from God and have turned towards things of this world, material items for happiness. Or, you know, this month the president has declared it to be LGBTQ+ month. The problem with this, and there are people who have those struggles, who make a commitment to live in accord with God's laws, and that's a good thing. But the problem with this Pride Month is that it's promoting lifestyles and celebrating lifestyles that are directly contrary to our ultimate end, to the will of God. And they're celebrating behaviors that end up enslaving us and leading us to misery and away from our true happiness. We were not created for pleasure. We were not created for the false idols around us in this world. We're created for a supernatural end. So imagine, instead of being Pride Month, if June were declared a month honoring the Trinity. And instead of encouraging rebellion against God, we were encouraging people to turn towards God. Imagine how many people would be led to glory and to union with God and to their true supernatural end, instead of leading people to their own destruction. And so this Trinity Sunday, I encourage us to recognize first and foremost that every single one of us is created for a supernatural end. We're created to be drawn into the life of the Trinity and experience the love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what we're created for. And we should not settle for anything less than that. And nothing other than that will give us happiness. And so on this Trinity Sunday, I encourage each one of us to seek the things that are above.